Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. For more than a century, Riverside Eye Specialists has been helping generations of families see the world more clearly. But after 123 years of caring for our community, this local institution is now facing some big changes. Here to tell us about the practice's long legacy and how they're working to ensure quality eye care continues for years to come is Dr. Ray Glenrange of Riverside Eye Specialists. Thank you for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Riverside Eye Specialists has been part of our community for over a century. Can you tell us a bit about the practice's history and what's kept it thriving for so long?
Of course. In 1870, Riverside got its first mutant orange tree, the navel orange tree, which is seedless, and it came from Brazil. Mrs. Tibbetts was gifted three trees. She planted them, one of them died, and the other was the birth of the orange industry in Riverside. No other place did oranges or navel oranges grow at the time better than in Riverside. And the population tripled in just 25 years to early 1900s. And the population of Riverside was the same as Los Angeles right then. They grew to 32 packing houses, and they could support specialists, subspecialists, like an eye, ears, nose, and throat doctor. There was a general practitioner, Dr. Baird, who came in 1870. He recruited his nephew, who trained in Europe to do eye, ears, nose, and throat when he was a combined specialty. And he recruited later his two nephews, who also did residencies in eye, ears, nose, and throat in Europe, Dr. Irwin Miller and his brother, Dr. Arthur Miller. And Dr. Irwin's son, Dr. John Miller, is who hired me just as he was winding down his practice in the 1990s. So it was several generations of family until Dr. John Alvey and I remained after Dr. Miller retired. Dr. John Alvey retired a little over 3 years ago, and we've always had a commitment to excellence. You know, patient care was foremost in our minds. We never made decisions based on what would make us the most money. But that's bucking the trend right now, because for the last 20 years, the behemoth of health insurance care has morphed into something very dark, in that it's all about money.
What does it mean to you and your team to serve literally generations of Riverside families?
It's amazing. When I first came to the practice in the 1990s, the charts went way back to the turn of the century. I remember seeing Ab Brown, who was the former mayor at the time of Riverside, and looking at his chart, he came in as a child in the 1920s with a corneal abrasion. So generations of families in Riverside have come to us. And if anybody is looking for a new eye doctor, there's a ready referral from all these people to us. And we want to live up to that characterization, that we're worthy of their care.
How would you describe the values or philosophy that guide your practice?
Well, we think that whatever's in the patient's best interest, what will improve their life, what gives them the best chance of their well-being, going forward. That should be the first consideration. As we deal in just eyes now, it was an eye, ears, nose, and throat practice, but the ear, nose, and throat ended in 1970, so it's been just ophthalmology since. And so we deal primarily with giving people quality of life through the best possible vision. And for us to be able to make people see better and keep them seeing makes a big difference in their quality of life. We take our vision for granted until we don't have it. And these patients of ours that can see because of our intervention, it's very gratifying.
What motivates your team to keep serving the community even when challenges arise?
Well, we believe that medicine is going through a tectonic change, and this has happened before in medicine. Financial forces, business considerations have driven a certain agenda, and if this was the future of medicine without the possibility of change for the next 100 years, it would really be difficult for us to continue as we are. But I foresee a big change to the current system as it is, has a shelf life. It's going to change. And in the meantime, we want to be that practice that's the beacon on the hill that offers quality service. We try to treat our patients as if they're the most special people around. We try to minimize the time they wait when they come to see us, and we try to explain everything. And if we fold like numerous others have had to do, there won't be any paradigm for the future of medicine, I believe. We want to continue going as long as it takes until we can thrive and help change medicine for the better.
You talk about a commitment to personalized and ethical care. What does that look like in day-to-day patient interactions?
A lot of times we tell people that they need a certain treatment when they don't feel like their vision's bad. Glaucoma, for instance, is a nerve damage to the optic nerve, and it's a hereditary thing that makes you susceptible. We call it the silent thief of vision because you don't realize you're losing vision until it's very advanced. So for us to tell somebody they're going to need to take some eye drops for their glaucoma to preserve vision, not just the next few years, but towards the end of their life, they're not taking the treatment because they put the drop in and see better or because they're struggling with their vision. They have to trust us that these drops are necessary. It's analogous to high blood pressure medication. The person may not feel bad necessarily, but they have high blood pressure, which puts them at risk for certain things like heart disease and stroke. If we don't develop that interaction with the patient, that trusting relationship, they're less likely to believe that they need it. But if we're sincere, and you know, patients are not dumb, they know when somebody's talking in a way that's in their best interest versus just trying to make money, then they're more likely to follow the treatment plan.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ray Glenrange of Riverside Eye Specialists. Like a lot of small independent medical practices, you faced some financial and administrative hurdles recently. What have been some of those challenges in maintaining independent care?
Well, gone are the days when a doctor could put up their shingle and start seeing patients and plenty of money would come in. They didn't have to be very efficient. They'd make enough money to have a good living, make enough to meet payroll, even if they were inefficient. Those days are long gone. But it used to be that insurance companies, at a minimum, would reimburse you for your services at Medicare rates. Many times, in many cases, more than Medicare rates. The Medicare allowable rates were kind of the bottom. But what's happened over the last several years is there's been this shift to try to push people into these plans that are not in their best interests necessarily, but it makes the insurance company the most money. And they use these algorithms to try to see how low they can get your fee, because most doctors, small practices like mine, can't afford to have very highly paid back office finance person that can look at every single explanation of benefit, make sure that they're getting paid the right amount. What they do is they use algorithms where if they pay you a small amount and you accept it and don't complain, they'll put a wedge in there and see how little they can pay you. They'll snow you with a bunch of return for more information, or they'll return the claim for records when it's completely unnecessary. Sure, you want to have a periodic periodic audit where you have the occasional chart, make sure that the person is not billing appropriately. But their goal is to send enough back to overwhelm the business office such that they get so far behind, they start dropping off of that 90-day period when after the 90 days, they don't have to pay anymore. And they're really gleeful about it. Whoops, can't pay you past the 90 days. The killer is we've agreed if we accept their payment, we can't go after the patient for it. So whatever that service was, it's for free because we can't get the payment from the patient for contractual reasons. And the insurance company doesn't have to pay because we got behind and didn't return the information within 90 days. So I didn't realize how bad it was until we hired a contract consultant, you know, for health insurance plans and learned about these tactics. And it's reaped them amazing amounts of money. The health insurance companies have some of the strongest lobbies and none of the legislators dare confront them or oppose them. Otherwise, they'll be primaried and they won't have their Chris job anymore. So it continues despite the egregious practices they do.
How are these pressures affecting patient access or the kind of care you're able to provide?
Well, there's certain types of plans, like take, for instance, a Medicare Advantage plan or a HMO plan, a Medicare Advantage HMO plan. What these have morphed into is a plan where insurance companies, to avoid risk, they will hire a management company to take care of all of their patients' needs. They won't deal directly with a doctor. And the management company will take a certain amount of money from the insurance company. The insurance company keeps their cut and passes the rest of the money on to the management company. And many times the management company will turn around and hire another management company and carve out just the I part. And then they force us into these what we call capitated arrangements where they say, okay, we're just going to pay you a certain amount of money per month for you to take care of this whole population of patients. And when we started doing that, it seemed like it was fair. We were making enough in that one payment to take care of the patient's needs, along with the other HMOs that were what we call fee for service. But once they had us in their fold, they would surreptitiously go out and recruit more of the fee for service business into their fold. And so they were taking more and more of the fee for service away from us, claiming that that's what we wanted when we absolutely didn't want that. Our monthly check would stay about the same, but we lost all of our fee-for-service HMO business. And it was so subtle that it wasn't until we were really struggling with revenue just to even to make payroll before I realized, and then my fears were confirmed by this consultant, that we're just not getting paid. We would see all these patients do all these procedures and we wouldn't think, well, because they're paying us nothing, we don't owe these patients the top-notch service. That's not our MO. We do whatever they need and we don't treat them any different than other fee-for-service plans. And that's a negative for us. If you want to make money in this business, sleep at night, you don't care about patient care. You're just looking for that money. And what's happening lately is they've lowered further the fees because I think that they're in the works to try to do an even larger merger. There've been a lot of mergers in the last 10 to 20 years where groups will merge. And to do that, to get the best deal for the executives and investors, they get their what we call EBITDA numbers up so that they get the biggest multiple and they get, you know, tens of millions of dollars. But they're withholding care to make those numbers go up. They don't authorize subspecialty care or even a consult. They don't authorize the medications that are the best. They only want to use the generics that are from 30 years ago. It's just obscene, I think.
You've made some changes to how your practice operates. Can you explain what those mean for your patients?
Yes. We were enabling this egregious care by continuing to see the patients. So we finally decided to just give a 6-month notice that we're not going to take care of their patients anymore while trying to educate our patients about what was happening. And if they wanted to continue to see us, they would need a different plan, such as with a fee-for-service plan. And particularly for Medicare patients, there are other forces at work pushing patients into what we call Medicare Advantage plans when that, in most cases, probably isn't the best plan for them. Original Medicare, as it was put together in the mid-1960s, was Medicare would pay for 80% of the fee, either procedure or office visit, and then you could pay for a supplement insurance that would pay the other 20%. And most people on fixed incomes, their monthly Medicare fee with that plan is $180 something with a yearly $250 deductible. And then the 20% like, I have Medicare now. I'm just turned 65. I have USAA for my secondary insurance. And that allows me to go any doctor I want and have any exam or procedure I want. But they've been massaging these agents who typically sign people up for Medicare Advantage plans. And the agents aren't even telling the potential patients about original Medicare. They're telling them that they either have to have a HMO or PPO. And the incentives are misaligned. It's not what's in the individual patient's best interest. It's what makes them the biggest bonus. If they put them into a Medicare Advantage plan, they get a big bonus from the insurance company. And they wine and dine them, send them on junkets, give them big bonuses. And a friend of mine who has means, he's a dentist, he had this agent wooing him, and they never mentioned the original Medicare as an option. 95% of people there out there that have Medicare Advantage probably don't know that they had the option to go to original Medicare, which would give them free access to any doctor. With these Medicare Advantage plans, it's very restricted. And most of the time, they don't even authorize you to see the specialist when the specialist thinks that's necessary. They are making so much money with Medicare Advantage back up to original Medicare. When I see a doctor, Medicare deals with them directly, pays them for my visit at 100% of Medicare rates. The only time Medicare pays any money on my behalf is when I go to see the doctor. If I don't go see the doctor all year, they don't pay anything. With Medicare Advantage plans, they pay them every month a big lump sum for them to take care of all the needs of that person. Now, granted, particularly for the HMO plans, what they get is 100% coverage, but they're restricting the care. They limit the panel of doctors they can see. When authorization is asked to get a certain drug, necessary drug, or a certain treatment, or a certain consult, many of them just out of hand deny it. And then the doctor who's trying to send them has to jump through a lot of hoops to try to get this authorized after the denial. And they're really getting the shaft. They're hoping that they won't continue to try to get this authorized. They just give up because it's too much work. And then they pocket all that money. And Medicare is almost $1 trillion a year industry. So they're rich beyond your imagination. And they're still wanting to get a bigger pop by trying to get these bigger mergers. There's just so many times you can merge. So there's like one or two huge companies, but they have no long game. I think eventually it's all going to crash, but they'll have their money and get out. They're not caring about what happens to medicine afterwards, but it's not going to be pretty. But I think as with many other things, something really bad has to happen before something good can come out of it.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ray Glenrange of Riverside Eye Specialists. You recently signed new contracts, including one with the VA. How will these new partnerships help expand access to care for local veterans?
Well, the VA has really stepped it up over the last 20 years, putting a lot more money into veteran care, because veterans, they suffer the highest rate of many preventable diseases, highest rate of PTSD, mental health issues, of HIV, homelessness, suicide. And as a veteran myself, my father was a Korean War veteran, and I have two boys that are currently serving active duty in the Navy. We're great at starting wars and sending young men out to, and young women now, out to fight for us. We're not really great at taking care of them. So if you try to go to the VA in Loma Linda nearby, it's hard to find a parking spot. And they're just overwhelmed, but they've contracted out for providers outside of the VA to pick up the slack. And that's what we're doing. So veterans now can make appointments with us online. And, you know, we love veterans. And I can speak with them as a veteran, and we give them very high quality care.
What are your goals for the next chapter of Riverside Eye Specialists as you prepare for 2026?
Well, we want to raise awareness of just where insurance is and where it's going, that you don't have to be pigeonholed into what the agents and the insurance companies and management companies want that makes them the most money. We want them to know that they have options, and that also we're looking to try to sign reasonable contracts. I've sent letters to all our insurance companies that have been using these algorithms to really cheat us out of the money we're due, that if they continue to do this, we will no longer do business with them. It'll hurt us initially, but hopefully we'll force them to do the right thing and pay us at least Medicare rates. And hopefully, by example, help other practices see that, you know, you don't have to give in. You don't have to sell your practice to a private equity just to survive. There are ways to go forward. And if enough of us do it, then they can't continue to do what they're doing.
How can the community support your mission and ensure that this longstanding local institution continues to serve Riverside?
Well, I think take a good look at your insurance plan and talk to your agent. some of my patients I've spoken to, they can't believe that their agent would do something that's financially based rather than what's in their best interest. But ask them, what commission do you make for each of these choices? And you'd be surprised. But also, some people need to be in a Medicare Advantage plan. If they are on very fixed income, all they get is Social Security at a very low level. With the Medicare Advantage, you have to pay almost nothing. You know, you have subsidized care. But I think most people can afford some choices. Even with, there is subsidy, particularly in California, with Covered California, we have access to a lot of different insurance companies, insurance plans that pay well and give you access to the doctors you need to go see. So I think it's a combination of just becoming informed about what's going on. Make sure you get all the information before you make a choice on what insurance plan to go with. Right now, we're in open enrollment through, I think, early December. You can choose a new plan. You're not locked into this one plan, whatever you're in right now. You can change it once a year, and now is the time.
What has the response from your patients and the community been like?
It's been wonderful. When we were at our low ebb, you know, I tucked my tail between my legs and put out a GoFundMe. And the response was unbelievable. It was just very embarrassing to have to be in that situation. But we sold our house here in Riverside, the gain we used to keep the practice afloat. And now we've run out of that money. All our savings is gone. We're living in a one-bedroom apartment downtown Riverside. But, you know, I'm a richer man because I'm doing the right thing than if I had, you know, millions of dollars. So I think that the future, I think if people understand and continue to try to learn about what's going on, just a small window of what's our experience has been very positive. I think that gives me hope that things will continue to change for the better as we go forward.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been speaking with Dr. Ray Glenrange of Riverside Eye Specialists. After more than a century in Riverside, what would you say this practice means to the people who walk through your doors?
Well, I think that when people learn that we're having financial difficulty, they shudder at the thought of not being able to come to us anymore. Not only have we been a longstanding community institution, but our doctors have been very prominent in the community. The first president, one of the early presidents of the Riverside County Medical Association, was Dr. Baird, the great-great uncle of Dr. John Miller. He was president in 1899. Then Dr. Arthur Miller, who started our practice, was president in 1910. Both Dr. Miller and Dr. Irwin and Arthur were president in the 30s and 40s. I mean, it goes on. Like chief of the staff at Riverside Community Hospital. You know, we have standing among our peers in medicine in addition to the patients. And I think that that's not something that should be snuffed out so easily.
How can people learn more about Riverside Eye Specialists?
Well, we have a website that we try to keep current. It shows what we do at the office and what we offer. It gives a more detailed history than what I've said here. And I think that's the best way. But if you want to learn more, just give us a call because we're happy to talk to you.
And anything else you want us to know?
No, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for having us here because this means that there are people beyond us that care about this. And I'm very touched that you would ask us and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in as a veteran. Thank you for our freedom. And here's to 123 more years of Riverside Eye Specialists.
Yes, I agree. Thank you again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.